The readings of this Sunday, in particular, the reading from the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews, and the Gospel, remind us of the true nature of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even though He is God Almighty, He is the one who is with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Creator of the universe. When He came and became man from the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the hypostatic union, thus in one person, two natures, the divine and the human, He did not come to be an emperor or ruler of nations, but He came to give His life as a ransom for the many. And so indeed it is that He wishes for us, and He wishes for the apostles to be. And so we see His cousins, the son James the Greater, and John the Evangelist, the sons of Zebedee or Cleophas, St. Joseph of Cleophas, and Mary of Cleophas, came to Him. And they too, like all of us, were tempted by pride. Of course, that's the greatest temptation that we have in life, pride, in so many ways. We want you to do whatever we ask of you. And of course, St. Peter says the same thing in other words. I have given up everything for Thee, O Lord. What are we going to get from this? Quid pro quo. It is not. All that we could do in this world, in this life, on this earth, could never equal to one of the great graces that God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Son of Mary, gives to us. And so what they're asking is ridiculous. But many people go in this direction. And so He said, go ahead and tell me what it is you want. He says, once Thou art in Thy glory, we want to sit at either side of Thee. That is, with the power that belongs to Thee as God. To sit at the right and at the left belongs to those who have the power that is given to them from God. And of course, they would have power from God. They would be apostles, evangelists, priests and bishops of His holy church. That is far beyond anything that anybody can ask for. But to sit at the right hand and the left hand of the Son of God does not belong to them. They're up there, but not at His right hand or His left hand. If anything, as He says, that has been prepared for somebody else. And of course we know that it has been prepared for the Blessed Mother, for St. Joseph, and for His other cousin, St. John the Baptist, the precursor, the last prophet of the Old Testament, the first prophet of the New Testament. But then He says, can you drink of the chalice? And the chalice about which He speaks is a chalice of suffering, of death, of pain, of blood, which we still do at the Holy Sacrifice of Mass. The chalice of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. Can you drink of this chalice? But in their case, it would have to be the chalice of suffering. And they say, yes, we can. Now, a lot of people say, yes, we can, a lot of things, and they don't mean any of it. They meant it, but they did not understand. They were foolish. They were blind. They did not understand, as most of us are still today. The chalice that I will drink, you indeed shall drink. And of course, St. James the Greater would be the first apostle to be martyred after having received the first apparition of Mary at Spain in the year 40 at Zaragoza, Our Lady of the Pillar, whose feast we celebrated last weekend. and St. John, the evangelist, the beloved disciple, who took care of his mother. What a greater gift than to be given his Holy Mother in his charge. What a wonderful gift. And so, they are given many, many gifts, as we are given many gifts, of which we are not appreciative, and we do not understand, and we don't seek to understand them because we do not meditate and we do not pray. When we pray, we're asking for this and that, this and that, this and that, never saying thanks. But our prayer is not the prayer as it's supposed to be, a prayer of worship to God, a prayer of honor to God, a prayer of thanksgiving to God. So they say, yes, we can, as we do, without meaning a word of it, without understanding a word of it. And then, of course, he says to them, to sit at my right and my left does not belong to you. Now, as he tells them these things, he says, you shall do that which you propose to give to me. You shall do whatever I say. You shall suffer whatever I let you suffer. You shall drink of the chalice. And then you will be in heaven, but not on my right or my left. And so they suffered tremendously, but the thrones which are separated for those for whom they were separated are there for them, not for that, for them, John and James, for the Blessed Mother, for St. Joseph, for St. John the Baptist. And then the other apostles were aghast. Who do they think they are? What are they asking? What kind of nonsense is this? They were mad at them. And our Lord says, among the pagans, those who wish to be the higher lorded over them. They say to the others, rise and they rise, sit and they sit, jump and they say, how high? That is not you. You are to be servants, because the Son of Man did not come to be served. Not then, he is now. We serve him. We serve him with all our love, our heart, our soul, with our body, with everything that we are and everything that we have. And if we don't, we will not be worthy of heaven. But he came to give his life as a ransom for the many. The many who would follow him. Not all. And of course, some people nowadays has a very popular idea. All are saved. Nobody goes to hell. Everybody's okay. Not so. Very few are saved. Very few go to heaven. It requires a total commitment to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to His Holy Church, and to His Mother, to be saved. So that's why he says, as a ransom for the many. And we say that too in the consecration of the chalice at Mass. He came to give his blood as a ransom for the many. Now, years ago, they mistranslated it with his new economy of salvation that is no good, that Pope Benedict and St. John Paul II have thrown out. And we used to say, for all. Because I say it in Latin, pro multis, for the many. It doesn't say for all. It says for the many. Because not all will be saved. But the question is, are you the many? Are you the many? Or not? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.